News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
254 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the state, as well as three further deaths. As the OAR number climbs and more clusters emerge, how prepared are our nursing homes for the weeks ahead? For more on this, we're joined by Dermot O'Daly, who is the owner of the Oak Lodge Nursing Home in Cloyne in County Cork. Dermot, four clusters in nursing homes specifically in the past week. I'm sure you're nervous, but do you feel this time around you're better equipped with regard to information and PPE?
Good morning, Ciara. I think the whole country have learned a huge amount, and yet while we're very disappointed to learn, it is still raising its ugly head as a disease. Anywhere where it is in the community, it is we are part of the community. All the nursing homes up and down the country are part of it, and the staff are coming from the community. The residents are from the community, and there is interaction, and so it's going to present our all our efforts along with the guidelines are to implement those strictly and using proper PPE. But thereby we can reduce, I think, the devastation that it caused in the earlier period in the earlier months. But we are nervous and looking at all steps and looking, I suppose, towards any further guidance or training, particularly in the area of infection control. I think there's a lot of expertise available now, and that ought to be made available in practical training to our senior managers or nurse managers. We have many gerontological nurses in the sector, and they would be suited to lead us as well as infection control leads during this time.
Just in the first wave, when it hit, Dermot, like, you weren't recommended to wear masks for normal interactions with people. There was a shortage of PPE. Cases were exported from hospitals to nursing homes. And indeed, there was no question at that time of serial testing. Those things have been changed. Is that enough?
It's a great start anyway, and it's minimum really without, I suppose, it's minimum required, but there's an awful lot more required. And I think the focus really ought to be, rather than on, I know businesses are very important and all that, but the focus, I believe the top focus on by the Department of Health now should be on our most vulnerable people, the older people. And to give in interventions into every nursing home, make sure that we have complied with the tin basic things all around the country. That, I suppose, would be my opinion, that more is required.
Can I ask you a more difficult question? Nursing home residents are vulnerable. There's no question about it. But we also know that nursing home residents are generally speaking, much older, and as well as being vulnerable, they may not have huge lengths of life left to them. Are we getting the balance right between locking them down to protect them from COVID, which is obviously a very important thing, and allowing them to see loved ones, to see family? If the length of life you have left open to you isn't very, very long, how you live it becomes very, very important. Are we getting that end of things right? Because I've no doubt that there are people in nursing homes who feel lonely, who feel isolated, and are missing loved ones at this very difficult time.
It's an excellent question. We need to strike that balance more correctly, I believe, between the protection and the quality of life. And I think there are many things we can do that will improve that quality of life that won't compromise infection control or the fear of it. Perhaps trips out amongst people who are sitting at the same lunch table or whatever in a nursing home. Walks outside with families would be very low level risk with masks where appropriate or whatever. So I think there are a number of things we are now beginning to resume. We have resumed all therapeutic activities and basic things, let's say like hairdressing and all that, have been resumed. But I think we now need to move and look at our volunteers and look at many others who come in and do music and all that. While some of it is done via Zoom, we can do an awful lot more, and we need to think outside the box to find new ways of living with the virus, because whether it's the coronavirus or the COVID or whether it's influenza, we constantly deal with this, and we really need to find new ways so you're visiting outside in a safe area and sort of to integrate them back into
because,
the community.
Because that is huge. I mean, we can't overstate the importance of family, of visits, of all of that for somebody, particularly, I don't want to labour that point, but for people who maybe have a year or two left in their lives, to cut them off long term from people is very difficult too.
Yeah, to ever cut them off for any short period can be very traumatizing for the person themselves and for their families. For many, where maybe they struggled with the decision to place somebody in a nursing home, and now they're worried, my God, I can't even get to see them. So it behoves us as a sector to come up fairly quickly with new, more transparent systems to allow people to have the confidence, or ensure they have the confidence, that we are fully caring for them. And we haven't had time really to negotiate through that. And we are working with families at the moment to try and look at that.
Dermot O'Dolly, owner of Oak Lodge Nursing Home in Cloyne, County Cork, thank you for that indeed.